الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين، نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين، ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد، تسجيلات دار السنة السلفية في لندن يسرها أن تقدم لكم هذه المادة. نسأل الله عز وجل أن ينفع بها الإسلام والمسلمين.
But we wanted to come to Dar al-Sunnah really, because Dar al-Sunnah, we know them to be defenders of Haqq. Wa ilaha alhamd. During times of fitna, they stood firm. When the ulama were criticized and so on, they stood firm to defend the ulama, to defend the aqidah and the manhaj of al-Sunnah. Yes, it might be a small place. People may try to criticize it. But alhamdulillah, you have men. Wa ilaha alhamd. So aid them. Because they had men with them as well. Sheikh Zayd al-Madkhali hafidhahullah rahimahullah was teaching. Allamatu Sheikh Zayd, wallah, rahimahullah, great scholar teaching in this masjid. Who do they have? Ahl bid'ah, who do they have? Eh, wallah, salat thabat al-ikhlas. And that's why you had Sharik, the Qadi from the Salaf. He said, when it was said to him, a group of Mu'tazila, they denied the Qadr. And they denied that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala descends to the lowest heavens. And they denied that Allah is above the arsh. So Shariq, the Qadi, he answered them with, Amma nahnu, as for us, then we take our knowledge from the sons of the Sahaba and from the Sahaba. Who did they take their knowledge from? We take our knowledge from the sons of the Sahaba, from the Sahaba. Who do they take their knowledge from? So long as you are with Ahl al-Ilm, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses you to be upon Thabat, then there's khair, inshaAllah. That's the khairiyah. That's where the khairiyah is. Is that you're with your Ahl al-Ilm, with the people of knowledge. And no doubt, mistakes could occur, but the person's sincere and he says, Astaghfirullah, tubu ilayh. And he comes back to the truth. At the end of the day, it's the haqq that must stay forward, that must go forward. Yeah. Always is Allah thabat, labud. Even the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah said, if we did not make you firm, then you would have strayed towards them, even if it be a little. The Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded him to be firm. Wastaqim kama umirt. Wastaqim. Be upright as you have been commanded. And this is for all of the ummah. You want to be firmly upon the truth, be upon istiqama. Be upon uprightness. Be upright. Let me see. Nasiha to the akhawat. To be firm upon aqidah and manhaj. It's for ikhwa as well, not just akhawat. That we all, for each and every one of us, to myself first, to be firm upon this blessed methodology, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala calls us to it. Lima yuhyikum, to that which will give you life. You want to be happy? You want to be the happiest people on this path? Then be upon Tawheed. Hadith of Abi Hurairah radiallahu anhu in Bukhari. Man as'adu al-nas bi shafa'atik ya Rasulullah. Yani yawm al-qiyamah. Man as'adu al-nas bi shafa'atik yawm al-qiyamah ya Rasulullah. Qala fi nihayat al-hadith. As'adu al-nas bi shafa'ati yawm al-qiyamah. Man qala la ilaha illallah khalisa min qalbih. The most happiest people regarding my intercession on the Day of Judgment are those who say la ilaha illallah sincerely from their heart. Sincerely from their heart. So be upon Tawheed with ikhlas. You'll be from the happiest of people. And wallahi, Ahl Sunnah, the happiest of people. Murtah. Huh? They are murtahun. They are happy. They are calm. Why? Because they move. They are upon Tawheed and Sunnah. They are humble. Yes, they are humble. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned about their sifat. يَمْشُونَ عَلَى الْأَرْضِ هَوْنَا. They go upon the earth with humility. And they give importance to عَقِيدَةً. They give importance to عَقِيدَةً. First we learnt the Qur'an, as the Sahaba رضي الله عنه would say. First we learned the Qur'an, then we learned the Ahkam. Ahkam, rules and regulations. As for Qur'an, the belief. They learned the ayat regarding Tawheed, regarding Aqeedah. And the heaviest thing on the scales is your Aqeedah. In the Hadith al-Bitaqa, the man who will come with 99 scrolls of bad deeds, one scroll is as far as the eyes can see of his bad deeds. And that will be put on one side of the scales, and he thinks he's perished. But the card will be brought out for him that is written for it, on it, La ilaha illallah, the Shahadat al-Tawheed. And he will think, what is this going to do for the rest of the 99, compared to the rest of the 99 scrolls of bad deeds? It will be put on the other side of the scales, and it will outweigh all of those 99 scrolls of bad deeds. So Aqeedah is the heaviest on your scale, on Yawm al-Qiyamah. So how can you not give importance to it? Sheikh Rabi used that as an example of that. Stadalla bidalika. He used it as proof in his Sharh of Usul al-Sunnah, Imam Ahmad. To show you that the heaviest on the scales on Yawm al-Qiyamah is your Aqeedah. So learn the Aqeedah of Ahl-Sunnah and be ardent in learning its details. And learn the methodology of Ahl-Sunnah to be free from innovation in its people. Why did the scholars, the likes of the ones that we've just been read from, Imam al-Sijri rahimahullah, why did he write this book to warn you and me away from Ahl al-Bid'ah and Bid'ah? Why did scholars throughout the years write books? Imam Ahmad Usul al-Sunnah and his son Abdullah ibn Imam Ahmad, Kitab al-Sunnah, and Ibn Abi Asim's book on Kitab al-Sunnah. Each and every one of them writing books defending the Aqeed of Ahl al-Sunnah. Volumes after volumes. Lalika is Asl al-Itiqad al-Sunnah al-Jama'ah, where he's narrated beautiful accounts of the Aqeed of Ahl al-Sunnah. Look at the account of Sufyan al-Thawri, rahmullah, the two accounts that is in that book. One of them is to Shu'aib ibn Harb. Read that. Shu'aib ibn Harb asked him, tell me something that I will hold on to on Yawm al-Qiyamah. I can use it to defend to say to Allah, this is what I have learnt. This is my aqeedah. And he told him the aqeedah. Sufyan al-Thawri, rahimahullah, that 161 Hijriah, he told him the aqeedah of Ahl al-Sunnah. Read it. They gave importance to aqeedah. They gave importance to manhaj. Look at Kumail ibn Ziyad from the Tabi'een, who went to Ali radiallahu anhu, and he asked for advice. And Ali radiallahu anhu said, the people are three. Al-alim al-Rabbani, the scholar who is cultivator, educator. And then you have the student, ala sabil al-najah, the talib al-ilm, the student upon the way of salvation. He's learning the book of Allah and the sunnah of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with the ulama. And then you have the rabble. Hamaj, ri'a', atba' kulli na'iq, following everyone that calls out. Don't be like that. If you can't be the scholar, the first one, then be a student of knowledge, ala sabil al-najah, upon the way of salvation. Ali radiallahu anhu. Advice, beautiful. Beautiful advice. And not be like the third one, the rabble rousers and the rabble, following everyone that calls out. Be upon ilm. Learn. Then when you have learned, then act. And protect. As Ibn al-Qayyim rahimullah, protect your learning, protect your action. Protect your action before you do it, while you do it, after you do it. Before you do it, be sincere. While you do it, be sincere. After you do it, don't brag about your good actions. Be sincere. And fear that maybe that action, you made a mistake in it and you're deficient in it. Fear that maybe it will not be accepted. That is the Salafi Sunni. He's scared that his actions are not accepted. Look how he reminded every day in our Salah, after the Salah, وَلَا يَنْفَعُ دَ الْجَدِّ مِنْكَ الْجَدِّ. The one who has status is not going to be aided by his status. Without the help of Allah, he will not be aided by his status. It's the help of Allah that we require. It's the help of Allah that we seek. Not to be arrogant, not to be towering above the people. وَخْفِدْ جَنَاحَكَ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ Lower your wings to the believers. Come down to earth. Like Rasulullah SAW would sit on the mat, and the marks of the mat would be on his shoulders, on his back. And he would say to Umar ibn Khattab رضي الله عنه, when it was said to him, look what the people in authority, the kings and the people of leaders, they have better than this, thrones and cushions, and look at you, O Messenger of Allah, lying on the floor, and the marks of the mat is on your back. And he said, أَلَا تَرْضَ أَن تَكُونَ لَهُمْ فِي الدُّنْيَا وَتَكُونَ لَنَا فِي الْآخِرَةِ Are you not happy that this is for them in the dunya and for us in the akhirah? And for sisters in particular, save yourselves from the fire, even if it's half a piece of date you give in charity. Give charity, O sisters. The Messenger said, most of the inhabitants of the hellfire are women. And from that is being ungrateful to the husbands. Yes. Being ungrateful. After they've done so much good, you say, I've never seen any good from them. This is ungratefulness. Allah protect us. Also the brothers, in how you treat your women. The Prophet ﷺ said, Istawsu bin nisa'i khayra, I advise you with regards to your women. And that includes your mothers, includes your wives, includes your daughters, includes your sisters, includes your aunts. I advise you with regards to your women. Istawsu bin nisa'i khayra. We have to be just. وَعْطِ كُلَّ ذِي حَقٍ حَقَّ Give everyone their rights. Everyone their rights. The wife has a right over you, and you have a right over her. Your children have a right over you, and you have a right over them. Give everyone their rights. Your neighbors have a right over you. The scholars have a right over you. Allah has rights over you. أَتَدْرِ مَا حَقُّ اللَّهِ عَلَى الْعِبَادِ قَالَ اللَّهُ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ And he said, حَقُّ اللَّهِ عَلَى الْعِبَادِ أَنْ يَعْبُدُوهُ وَلَا يُشْرِكُ بِهِ شَيْئًا This is the right of Allah, that you worship Him and don't commit shirk with Him in anything. Be upon ibadah, be upon ikhlas, and then be brothers. Ibadah first, then be brothers. Because with ibadah, to tawheed and sunnah, then you will be brothers. It will automatically happen. كُونُوا عِبَادَ اللَّهِ إِخْوَانًا Allah didn't say, كُونُوا إِخْوَانًا Before that, He preceded it with عِبَادَ اللَّهِ كُونُوا عِبَادَ اللَّهِ إِخْوَانًا And in the last part of Surah, Al-Furqan, قُلْ مَا يَعْبَأُ بِكُمْ لَوْلَا دُعَاءُكُمْ فَقَدْ كَذَّبْتُمْ فَسَوْفَ يَكُونُ لِزَامًا قُلْ مَا يَعْبَأُ بِكُمْ رَبِّي لَوْلَا دُعَاءُكُمْ أحسنت. جزاك الله خير. Allah will not concern Himself with you if it wasn't for your ibadah. Because dua here, and look at the tafsir, it means ibadah. لَوْلَا دُعَاءُكُمْ لَوْلَا عِبَادَتُكُمْ Look in Tafsir Ibn Kathir. Look in the Tafsir Al-Sa'di. لَوْلَا دُعَاءُكُمْ لَوْلَا عِبَادَتُكُمْ If it wasn't for your ibadah, Allah will not aid you. If it wasn't for your ibadah upon ikhlas, Allah will not aid you. If it wasn't your ibadah upon tawheed, Allah will not aid you. Allah will give victory to those who give victory to His deen. قُلْ مَا يَعْبَأُ بِكُمْ رَبِّي لَوْلَا دُعَاءُكُمْ فَقَدْ كَذَّبْتُمْ فَسَوْفَ يَكُونُ لِزَامًا What is مُلَازَمًا عَلَيْكْ will happen. If you turn away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and you turn away from His deen, you turn away from the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what will come. فَتَرَبَّصُوا حَتَّى يَأْتِيَ اللَّهُ بِأَمْرِهِ So wait until Allah comes with His command. These are strong words. These are strong, powerful words from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because He's the all-powerful, He's the al-qawi. فَتَرَبَّصُوا حَتَّى يَأْتِيَ اللَّهُ بِأَمْرِهِ Allah will come with His command. أَلَا لَهُ الْخَلْقُ وَالْأَمْرُ To Him belongs the khalq and the amr and the command. All of it belongs to Him, subhanahu wa ta'ala. So wait. You keep turning away. And you keep turning away from the sunnah. And you keep being arrogant. And you think you're going to get away. You keep talking about the ulama. You keep talking about the righteous. You keep backbiting and slandering and lying and cheating and deceiving and... Wait until your time comes. You keep missing your salah. You keep turning away from that. And that's from arrogance to not fulfill that which Allah commanded you to do. From arrogance to do the muharramat. It's from arrogance, kibr. فَتَرَبَّصُوا حَتَّى يَأْتِيَ اللَّهُ بِأَمْرِهِ صلى الله عليه وسلم. Quran is powerful. Quran, كلام الله, is the speech of Allah, the best speech. قُلْ أَيُّ شَيْءٍ أَكْبَرُ شَهَادَةً قُلِ اللَّهِ. The one who has, who will bear witness over you and me, and he does bear witness over you and me. Every day he knows what we are saying and knows what we are doing. Ya Abdullah, we're in need of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We're in need of talab al-ilm, not just for sisters, for brothers. We're in need. Put away that television and learn your deen. Put away that television. From all these time-wasting series. Is it still going on, this EastEnders? Is it still happening? How many years has that been? And Emmerdale Farm and all this one, still happening? Still? Subhanallah, never ending story. Sah? Never ending story. Put those away. Learn the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yes, there's a time for this and a time for that. But that which is halal, that which will bring about benefit to your body health, that which will bring about benefit, exercise and playing with your children, na'am, khair. But leave off those things that waste time, have no benefit. نِعْمَتَانْ مَغْبُونٌ فِيهِمَا كَثِيرٌ مِنَ النَّاسِ أَصِّحَّةُ الْفَرَاغِ. Two things people waste. Good health and free time. Benefit from that which will bring about khair in the akhirah. Time is short. Time is running out. Every day, look at yourself. Did you benefit this day? Did I bring more good in this day? Bring yourself to account before you're brought to account. حَاسِبُوا أَنفُسَكُمْ قَبْلَ أَن تُحَاسَبُوا. طلب العلم is عبادة. That's sufficient for us. مَنْ سَلَكَ طَرِيقًا يَلْتَمِسُ فِيهِ عِلْمًا سَهَلَ اللَّهُ لَهُ طَرِيقًا إِلَى الْجَنَّةِ. Whoever treads the path of knowledge, Allah makes the path of paradise easy for them. So learn. And you have, alhamdulillah, with the internet, lot of ways of learning. Learn the Arabic language. Learn the Quran. Don't rush, because nothing is learned overnight. It takes time. It takes time. It takes striving. And the Shaykh Al-Uthaymeen rahimahullah used to say, "Man jadda wajad wa man zara'a hasad." Whoever strives, he will find it. And whoever plants the seed, he will get the harvest. So strive. Don't fall short. Don't fall short in wasting your day. Every day benefit. Learn as a family. Remind each other. We all need reminding. Wallahi. Remind your children. Remind your brothers and your sisters. Remind them about the importance of salah. Salah salam. Just before the salah, just after the salah, we brother mentioned that a relative has not prayed and he died recently. Subhanallah. Not praying. حافظوا على الصلوات والصلاة الوسطى وقوموا لله قانتين. Guard the prayers, especially the middle prayer, and stand upright. Qanit is somebody who's continuous in his ibadah. Continuous in his ibadah. In his salah, in his standing, in his ruku', in his sujood. الذين هم على صلاتهم دائمون. Surah Al-Ma'arij. And the last part of those sifat. والذين هم على صلواتهم يحافظون. أولئك هم الوارثون الذين يرثون الفردوس هم فيها خالدون. Forever in Jannah, ya Abdullah. God in the prayers. فخلف من بعدهم خلف أضاعوا الصلاة واتبعوا الشهوات فسوف يلقون غيا. But there came a people after them who discarded the prayer and consequently followed their desires. Sheikh Sa'if Uzan said, that is inevitable. It's going to happen. You neglect your prayers, you're going to follow your desires. فَخَلَفَ مِنْ بَعْدِهِمْ خَلْفٌ أَضَاعُوا الصَّلَاةِ وَاتَّبَعُوا الشَّهَوَاتِ فَسَوْفَ يَلْقَوْنَ غَيَّا. Then they will meet or end up in الْغَيَّا, a river in hellfire. Salah salama. Prayers. The salah. Discarding the prayer, you're going to follow your desires. This verse is sufficient for us to guard our prayer. I don't want to follow the hawa. Who is more astray than follow his desires? Or makes his deities his desires? As his ilahu hawa. That's more. Who's more astray than that? Without knowledge nor a clear book. no guidance, makes his ilah as his hawa, as his desires. Naam, hawa, a'udhu billah. فَمَنْ خَافَ مَقَامَ رَبِّهِ وَنَهَى النَّفْسَ عَنِ الْهَوَى فَإِنَّ الْجَنَّةَ هِيَ الْمَأْوَى. He fears that meeting with his Lord, and he restricts his soul from being upon desires, Jannah will be his ma'wa. Ya Abdullah, restrict your soul away from following his desires. Restrict your soul from the haram, from looking at haram. It's easy now to see haram. Restrict yourself from looking at haram. Restrict yourself from falling into haram. Restrict yourself from following your desires. فَسَوْفَ يَلْقَوْنَ غَيَّا. And aid one another. Sheikh bin Baz, rahimahullah, he said the reason why we do da'wah to our families is so that we are protected. Beautiful insight. The reason why you do da'wah to your wife and your children and your mother and your brothers and your sisters is so that shaitan doesn't come from that angle. Coming to you. It's enough that you have your own shaitan coming to you, whispering. But imagine other shayateen around you, close to you, relatives, and they're also coming, one after the other. But the one with knowledge, he can defeat 1,000 shayateen. As Muhammad Wahab, rahimahullah, mentioned, Kashf Shubuhat. 1,000 shayateen. They're scared of you if you're upon knowledge, and you're upon amal, and you're upon taqwa. Look, Umar radiallahu anhu is going one way, shaitan is going his shaitan is going the other way. Scared. SubhanAllah. Because you have weapons. Your weapons are the dhikr of Allah. Your weapons is your aqeedah. Your weapons is your manhaj. Your weapons is your luzum as-sunnah. Your weapons is your ikhlas. Fil qawli wal amal. Your weapons is your dhikr of Allah. Ayat al-Kursi. All about Allah. Morning and evening. There's a hadith which mentions when you wake up and a hadith which mentions when you sleep. Ayat al-Kursi. Surat al-Mulk. Protects you from the punishment of the grave. Reciting it, I read a narration recently. Sheikh Albani said it's authentic or Hassan, and that is reciting it every night. Surat al-Mulk. Allahu Akbar. Quran is beautiful, ya akhwan. Read Quran. Don't be neglectful of Quran. Quran will remind you of who you are, that we are in need of Allah. We are fuqara. وقال الذي آمن يا قوم اتبعوني أهديكم سبيل الرشاد يا قوم إنما هذه الحياة الدنيا متاع. It's all it is, يا عبد الله. It's متاع, play and amusement. وإن الآخرة هي دار القرار. And the hereafter, that is the abode, that is the قرار. This is دار الممر, that is دار القرار. من عمل سيئة فلا يجزى إلا مثلها. Whoever does a bad deed is only recompensed for that bad deed. وَمَنْ عَمِلَ صَالِحًا مِنْ ذَكَرٍ أَوْ أُنْتَى وَهُوَ مُؤْمِنٌ فَأُولَٰئِكَ يَدْخُلُونَ الْجَنَّةَ يُرْزَقُونَ. الله أكبر. Doing righteous deeds multiplied by the blessings of Allah. You do one good deed multiplied to whatever Allah wills. فَأُولَٰئِكَ they will be in paradise. يُرْزَقُونَ يُرْزَقُونَ فِيهَا بِغَيْرِ حِسَابٍ. يا قوم ما لي أدعوكم إلى النجاة وتدعونني إلى النار. What is wrong with you? We call you to paradise and you call me to the hellfire. We call me to the hellfire, which is hotter than this, the fire in this world by 70 times. The Sahaba radiallahu anhum, when they heard a sound, what is that sound? The Prophet said that was a stone that took 70 years to reach the pit of the hellfire. The hellfire will be full, and it is big and it is large. And people will be roasting. Every time their skin is roasted or burnt, بَلْدَنَّاهُمْ جُلُودًا, another skin will be replacing it. Ya Abdullah, serious. Serious. عَلَيْهَا الزَّبَانِيَةِ. Those angels that will be hitting the people in the hellfire. عليها ملائكة غلاظ شداد. Angels that are powerful, mighty, punishing the people. And the gatekeepers of hellfire. ألم يأتكم نذير. Didn't no warner come to you? بَلَا قَدْ جَاءَنَا نَذِيرٌ فَكَذَّبْنَا وَقُلْنَا مَا نَزَّلَ اللَّهُ مِنْ شَيْءٍ إِنْ أَنْتُمْ إِلَّا فِي ضَلَالٍ كَبِيرٍ. Yes, a warner came to us, but we belied them. And we said that Allah has not revealed anything. And you're upon misguidance. Angels will be asking, did no warner come to you? وَسِيقَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا إِلَى جَهَنَّمَ زُمَرًا. سِيقَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا, the disbelievers, be large multitudes, zumara, going towards the hellfire. حَتَّى إِذَا جَاءُوهَا, until they come to it, فُتِحَتْ أَبْوَابُهَا, doors opened for it, for you, for the disbelievers, I mean, to enter it, into large multitudes, some been thrown into it. وَسِيقَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا إِلَى جَهَنَّمَ زُمَرًا حَتَّى إِذَا جَاءُوهَا فُتِحَتْ أَبْوَابُهَا وَقَالَ لَهُمْ خَزَنَتُهَا أَلَمْ يَأْتِكُمْ رُسُلٌ مِّنْكُمْ يَتْلُونَ عَلَيْكُمْ آيَاتِ رَبِّكُمْ وَيُنذِرُونَكُمْ لِقَاءَ يَوْمِكُمْ هَذَا. Didn't no messengers come to you and tell you about the meeting of this day, the situation that's going to happen? قالوا بلى ولكن حقت كلمة العذاب على الكافرين. Said rather, nay, warners came to us, but what is destined for them has been destined. قيل ادخلوا جهنم خالدين فيها فبئس مثوى المتكبرين. This is the abode of the arrogant ones, those who turn away, those who are not serious, those who fall into the haram, and they are happy to fall into the haram. Ya Abdullah, desist. Ya Abdullah, اليوم عمل وغدا حساب. وصيق الذين اتقوا. And the ones who are pious, they'll be brought forward to paradise. Zumara, in large multitudes, large crowds. حتى إذا جاءوها وفتحت أبوابها وقال لهم خزنتها سلام عليكم طبتم فادخلوها خالدين. طبتم, Ibn al-Qayyim says, look at the souls that are entering paradise. They are طيب, they are good souls. They are good souls, happy upon sunnah, upon tawheed. قال الحمد لله الذي الآية الحمد لله الذي صدقنا وعده. The promise that Allah promised us, alhamdulillah, Allah has spoken the truth. Did not go against His promise. Alhamdulillah, الذي صدقنا وعده وأورثنا الجنة حيث نشاء وأورثنا الأرض حيث نشاء نتبوأ منها حيث نشاء فنعم أجر العاملين. نعم أجر العاملين. Those who do good, نعم الأجر. But yeah, إخواني في الله, the last part, the last verse of that surah, وَقِيلَ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ, when the angels, there will be, after the angels will be destroyed, يعني خلاص, the duty have been fulfilled, and then وَقِيلَ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. Shaykh al-Sa'di rahmullah, go back to the tafasir, you'll see waqeela alhamdulillah rabbil alamin, what it means. And it came by this way, waqeela, not waqalu, waqeela, and it is said. And the tafsir of that is, even the disbelievers will say alhamdulillah rabbil alamin as they enter in the hellfire, because they realize that Allah is the most just, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is just in sending them to the hellfire. They will say alhamdulillah. And in the hellfire, they will say, remove from us one day of punishment. Ud'u rabbakum an yukhaffifa. They didn't even say yuzila. Shaykh al-Uthaymeen rahimahullah said, they didn't even say remove. They just said, reduce one day of punishment. Allahu Akbar. The matter is serious. Read the Quran. Ponder over Quran. اليوم عمل. You'll be questioned about your family, your wife, your children, your mother, your father. How you were your mother and father? How? كيف? How you treat them? It's your Jannah there. Yes, your paradise is there, Ya Abdullah. How are your brothers and sisters? Are you aiding them? Your children, Ya Abdullah. You'll be questioned about them. This deen, this da'wah to salafiyya, da'wah to tawheed to sunnah is not entertainment. This da'wah to salafiyya is real. Is real, Ya Ikhwan. Let's be brothers with each other. And the sisters, be mothers, true mothers, and good wives helping your husbands. Mothers helping the new generation come upon, be upon taqwa, and be upon iman. Aid them, and move forward with khair, and ask Allah for thabat. Always, how many people we've seen fall off the cliff because they worship Allah and upon an edge. And then when some good comes to them, they're happy. But when trials, obstacles, difficulties come upon them, they fall on their face, losing this life and the hereafter. Wallahi, today this is for me. I pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is proof for me, not against me. Because reality is, we're all in the same situation. We're all in the same situation. And for the one who's calling, is harder. Don't compete. Huh? Don't compete for that. Because it's harder. But if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala places you in that situation, then be sincere. Because we're in need of Allah. We're in need of His mercy. We're in need of His help and His aid. وَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَى الْحَيِّ الَّذِي لَا يَمُوتُ وَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَى اللَّهِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُحِبُّ الْمُتَوَكِّلِينَ لَوْ أَنَّكُمْ تَتَوَكَّلُونَ عَلَى اللَّهِ حَقَّ تَوَكُّلِهِ لَرَزَقَكُمْ كَمَا يَرْزُقُ الطَّيْرِ يَغْدُ خِمَاسًا وَيَرُوحُ بِطَانًا. True reliance of Allah. May Allah forgive us our shortcomings. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive us. Allah, 100 times a day seek forgiveness. And be from the tawabin, from those who repent to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala daily. Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu, who said, if I had one foot, my feet in paradise, I would not be happy until the other foot is there. Sahaba radiallahu anhum, they fed hypocrisy upon themselves. Ibn Abi Mulaika said, I met 30 of the Sahaba, each of them fed nifaq, hypocrisy upon themselves. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep us far away from hypocrisy, far away from sum'a wala riya'. Allahumma la sum'a wala riya'. Kunu ibadallahi ikhwana. Aid your brothers upon khair, upon taqwa. And correct them if they make a mistake, sincerely, one to one. Wallahu a'lam. Jazakumullahu khairan. Subhanallah. Assalamu alaikum.